The federal government has reached a deal to compensate migrant families who were separated at the U.S.-Mexico border during the Trump administration. It has also agreed to bar any similar policy for nearly a decade. Jasmine Garst is NPR's immigration correspondent. She is with us now to explain the settlement that's been announced today with the ACLU. Hey there, Jasmine.
Hello.
Hi. So just start with a brief reminder of what went down with these family separations.
Sure. Over 5,000 families were separated during the Trump administration under its so-called zero tolerance policy. This happened in 2017 and 2018. And in many cases, these children were taken to juvenile centers while parents were prosecuted and often deported. The stories, the testimonies are absolutely heart-wrenching.
Okay. So this settlement announced today, what have the parties agreed on?
A federal judge in San Diego still needs to sign off on the settlement. Families will get an interview with an asylum officer who will be briefed on what they went through. They'll also get work authorization and housing benefits. Earlier today, I spoke to Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
I have met with reunited families. The trauma does not end upon reunification. There is a great deal of healing needed, and we are committed to doing that which is necessary to restoring these individuals, their health and well-being.
Okay, so he's talking about reunited families, but there are some families that have not yet been reunited, right? Is there anything here for them?
Well, the U.S. government will continue to pay to help reunify the families who are still separated, continuing to find parents and guardians who got deported and bring them back to the U.S. According to the ACLU, up to 1,000 kids still have not been reunified with their parents. Here's Lee Gallant. He's the ACLU lead counsel on this case.
The Trump administration did not keep records. The court said it appears that the Trump administration tracked property more diligently than they tracked the whereabouts of little children. We have been searching for years for these families.
And those kids, they're just scattered around the country, living with extended relatives, family, friends, or under state supervision.
And this bar on reinstituting any policy, anything like this, for nearly a decade, what do we know about that?
Well, it's a big part of the settlement. It prohibits immigration officials from imposing a blanket policy of family separation for the next 8 years. And it's not a stretch. Asked about this during a town hall back in May, former President Trump refused to rule out reinstituting the family separation policy if he's reelected.
If a family hears that they're going to be separated, they love their family. They don't come. So I know it sounds harsh.
You know, I asked Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas about this, and here's what he had to say.
My response is quite succinct, and that is that when we promulgate policies, it is vital that we adhere to our country's fundamental values, and we will not deviate from that.
And real quick, Jasmine, the families who were separated, do they get any financial compensation?
No, there had been talks with the Biden administration, but Republican lawmakers expressed outrage, saying the amounts under consideration were just too high. So this settlement does not give families any monetary compensation.
NPR's Jasmine Garst, thank you.
Thank you.